Mike and Jules, good morning.
You know what? When they said they were turning one of my favourite movies from the 80s into a musical, I was pumped. Then even more excited to hear that they were bringing it to Australia. Nine to find that the musical is happening from July the 10th at the Arts Centre in Melbourne. And we are very lucky this morning to be chatting to Caroline O'Connor, who stars in it. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Good morning, you two. I'm really good, thank you. Very happy to be talking to you today.
Now, you play Roz Keith in the musical, who, let's be honest, she's in love with the boss.
She's totally in love with the boss.
Yeah.
He's totally unaware of it and wants nothing to do with her.
Yeah. Love this. I guess on stage, because the whole musical is the other three women sort of gang up and, well, they kidnap the boss and, you know, hold him against his will. How do you get along with the other women on stage? With, like, how's the dynamic?
Well, not so much. The thing about Roz is she's a little bit of a stickler for details.
Yeah.
And she likes the old way of things, the way they used to work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, you can see by even just her appearance, her hair and her suit, that she's slightly dated, a little bit uptight, yes. And they're all trying to move forward and you know, make new and wonderful things happen. So I think that's what's so interesting about this character. She sort of sticks out like a sore thumb, you know.
And Caroline, speaking of character, how do you get into the character of Roz?
It was really hard when we started because I felt like, oh, God, she's so stern.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I realised that this number I do called Heart to Heart, which I do with Eddie Perfect, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't have a better partner in crime on the stage.
Right.
It's a fantasy sequence. So we see her completely come out of her shell. She changes costume. I'm not even going to talk about what I'm wearing. And suddenly, you know, you see her in her imagination of what it would be like if they actually were together. So that was awesome. I mean, the choreography for that, the actual arrangement of the song, suddenly it all made sense to me, you know, when we got in the rehearsal room.
Yeah.
So it's a great surprise to the audience because they're just not expecting it. I mean, I really haven't given too much away, but I am very, very lucky, as I say, to be doing this number with Eddie Perfect because he is simply perfect.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you have a lot of fun? Because you've got Marina Pryor there, Casey Donovan, Erin Clare and Eddie Perfect. What a cast.
The best cast ever, seriously. Marina and I have known each other for about, you know, 100 years because we did West Side Story together many, many years ago, you know, in Melbourne. And Casey, you know, is a new friend and she's just incredible in the show, as is Erin. I mean, Erin has a huge responsibility of playing, you know, the Dolly Parton role, which everybody's, you know, obviously
of course.
In love with Dolly Parton and they hold her in such high esteem. And the three of them are just awesome and they're incredible together on stage, as is our ensemble. I mean, you've never seen anything like it, the way they work. They work so hard, the dancers, and they sing brilliantly and they move the furniture. And it's one of those shows that once it starts, it's like a runaway train. It just doesn't stop and the energy is up for the entire 2 hours and 20 minutes. It's amazing.
Speaking of energy, how do you hold that energy the whole time? Obviously, you know, there's times where you might be side of stage in the wings ready to go on, but how do you keep stage fit?
My number, I have to say, because it is really physically quite demanding, I often look at the ensemble in the wings and go, I can't do it, you know, on a nightly basis. And then the music starts and as they say, Dr. Footlights sort of hits you and you go, right, okay, you can't do anything about it. Once you step on the stage, you've got to do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's true. 8 shows a week, you know, and we're doing the show for almost a year on the road.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in Sydney, Brisbane is where we are now, and the show's been so amazing, but it's a long run. And so you do have to kind of pace yourself and remember that you've got to do, you know, we've done, I think it's 100 shows. We've probably still got 200 more to do.
Oh, my gosh. 200 more to go.
Probably, yes. If I do the math, it's pretty close to that,
Oh, my gosh. I love that. And you just keep going and going. I guess it's what you do, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and also, you know, we're so excited to be back in the theatre because so many of us have been unemployed for 2 years, you know, maybe longer. I mean, I hadn't really worked for a long time and it was incredibly distressing and disappointing and it took a long time. So I think we're all pretty excited to be back and to be, you know, able to have people in the audience,
yes.
you know, again. And it's just wonderful to hear them laughing and cheering and, you know, I mean, they just love the show.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's anything to do with Dolly Parton, I think, is going to be a success.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She's an icon.
And you're right. People are loving being back in the theatre. I've gone to see two live shows since the pandemic hit. It was Moulin Rouge and it was Hamilton. And just the crowd vibe is amazing. Mm. And I can only imagine how electric it would be in 9 to 5 as well, because the songs are great. As you said, the choreography is great as well. And the cast, what a stellar cast.
It really is. I mean, we're so lucky because, you know, it was scheduled for 2 years ago. So I'm just so thrilled that the producer said, okay, no, we're going to do it. We're going ahead.
Oh,
and
so
audiences are just eating it up.
Love
it. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, Caroline O'Connor, who's playing Roz Keith in the musical 9 to 5, the musical coming to Melbourne very soon. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, great to talk to you too. Lots of love.
And we have some double passes to give away to 9 to 5 The Musical right now. This is for the show on Sunday, July the 10th at 1 p.m. If you would like to head along, give us a call, 533 1031.